Blog Talk Radio.
Your presence is overwhelming. There's nothing like your presence.
Oh, how I love this place.
No more chains holding me. No more chains holding me. I've been set free from the expectation of man. Free to worship Jesus. Unrestrained, unashamed, unrestrained, unashamed, unashamed, unrestrained, 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 unrestrained. Yes, Lord.
Praise God. Praise God. To praise God tonight. Once again, we just give him honor and glory. We just have so much to be grateful for and so much to be thankful for. I thank God just for life, health, and strength tonight. I thank God for who he is. He's God all by himself. He doesn't need our help. He's our King. He's our Lord. He's our Savior. See, God said, a lot of people want to make him a Savior, but we don't want to convert. I said, God, what do you mean? He said, a lot of us don't want to make him our Lord. We don't want to convert. We don't want to be changed. We don't want to be agents of change, and neither do we want to change. So tonight, I just want to thank God for the ability to change and the mindset to change and the desire to change. Everyone on the sound of my voice, that's your heart cry right now. That's your heartbeat to say, hey, I want to be changed, God, into your likeness. I want to become what you desire for me to become, Father. And we're going to just thank you, Lord God. And we're going to just praise you and worship you and magnify your name, God, for this is the day that you have made. And we will rejoice and be glad in it. We are grateful once again to just begin to be in your presence, God. Once again, God, to just begin to give you all the glory that's due you, all the honor that's due you, all the praise that's due you. We can just lift up holy hands and we can just magnify your name and we can worship you. You know, we've had some trying times this weekend, but we're here. Sometimes it's like we weren't going to make it, but we're here. And that's just the thing that we are. That's the kind of God we serve, that he's so faithful. Even in our most faithless moments, our most faithless times, he's faithful. Not only is he faithful, but he's able. So it's one thing to serve a God that is faithful, a God that is able, and then a God that's able to set you free. The songwriter said, I'm free to worship. I'm free from the expectations of man. Sometimes that hinders us. Just the expectations of man, yet alone, hinders us from moving forward and being who and what God has called us to be. But tonight, that's not our portion. Today we're free from man. We're free from the thoughts of man. We're free from the expectations of man. We're free from what man says, what they say we are, who they say we are, and who they say we should be and become, and how they say we should move. We're free from that. We're what God said we are. We're kingdom citizens. We're children of the Most High Living God, and we're blessed. We're blessed and we're highly favored, and we walk in favor. And so it's an honor tonight. It's an honor to honor everyone that's in my voice, that we're here. And we can praise God. We can just praise our God. We can say, how great is our God? How magnificent is our God? How wonderful is our God? And how we just love him. Oh, how we love you, God. Oh, how we praise you. Oh, how we worship you. Oh, how we just magnify your name, God. God, you're awesome. You're magnificent. You're wonderful. You're a mighty counselor. And we just love you. You're the rose of Sharon. You're the lion of Judah. You're the the balm in Gilead. You're the King of all kings. You're the Lord of all lords. And God, we just thank you. You're our Father, our Creator, our all in all, God. And we just say thank you. Sometimes it's just time to just have a love affair with God tonight, people. It's just time to have a love affair. Falling in love. You know, they say falling in love, this is the best thing I've ever done. But I'm telling you this, it's the best thing you can ever do again and again and again and again and again. Begin to just hug yourself and embrace yourself and imagine God hugging you. Close your eyes wherever you are, if you're able to. I know some people may be driving right now or whatever. But if you're able to, just begin to hug yourself and imagine God embracing you. No matter what you're going through today, no matter what happened in the beginning of the day up to this point, what happened from Monday up to this point, or last Thursday up to this point, begin to just embrace yourself and let God embrace you and say, hey, I'll wipe all your tears away. He'll wipe all your tears away. He'll turn that rain to sunshine. They said, but a little rain is what God's sunshine. A little pain makes me appreciate the good times. It's time to just begin to appreciate your Father. And don't worry about the past, because that's nothing you can do about it. But move forward. Your future is the next 30 seconds. Your future is the next 5 minutes. Your future is the next 30 minutes. Move forward in that. What he has set aside for you to do and to be and to become. He said to become. I just thank you right now, God. Thank you, God. I give honor to God to none other than my spiritual mother and my biological mother, who's Apostle Rosa Horn. I give honor to Brother Jesse, Brother Jesse Store, Minister Jesse Store, and the lovely Queen Evangelist Tammy Store. I give honor to them for their visionaries of ministry groups that has founded and birthed the Blog Talk. I give honor to each and every one of you on this line tonight. Each and every one of you are ministers. And ministers means to serve. Minister means to serve. It means to serve. Sometimes we get it twisted when we want to be served, but God said it's to serve. He said the greatest in the kingdom of heaven is him that serves. So we are ministers, and we are called to serve with our gifts. We have some tremendous gifts on here, tremendous gifts on this line, and I use our gifts to serve the kingdom, serve the world, serve the kingdom, bring forth agents of change. We thank you right now. The next voice will be none other than mine. Best friend, my queen, Evangelist Maria Flint. Praise God.
Praise God, praise God. It's an honor to be here. Thanking God for another day and another hour to spend with him. And just thanking God for strength and just bringing me through a successful surgery, and just thanking God for healing. And God is saying tonight, whenever you feel distant from me, whisper my name in love and trust. This simple prayer can restore your awareness of my presence. My name is constantly abused in the world, where people use it as a curse word. This verbal assault reaches all the way to heaven. Every word is heard and recorded. When you trustingly whisper my name, my aching ears are soothed. The great and rancor of the world's blasphemies cannot compete with a trusting child's utterance. Jesus, the power of my name to bless both you and me is beyond your understanding. Scriptures for tonight, Proverbs 18 and 10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. Acts 4 and 12. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. And John 16 and 24. Until now, you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask and you will receive, and your joy will be complete. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doers of this word. I will now pass it back over to none other than our own minister, Pastor Flint.
Praise God. That was so powerful, because it goes so far in the message. But here's what I'm going to ask you to do. I'm going to ask you to be patient with me because we got to get the song I want to play, and then after that we're going to go in into our topic of discussion for tonight. You know, just a little dialogue, but I want to play the song first, and then we'll move forward from there. Be patient with me.
How many of you really need something from God tonight? Listening to me on this record, I don't know what it is you're going through, but God said you can get your breakthrough tonight. Look at somebody say, I'm going to get my breakthrough tonight. Right now. I'm going to get an instantaneous breakthrough. Now you've been praying and seeking God and fasting, and when you ask God, do you really
You don't know what I've been. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Reach up and get it, reach up and get it, reach up and get it. Tonight God said it. The atmosphere for breakthroughs has to be set. The atmosphere for breakthroughs is set tonight. So I pray for everyone on the sound of my voice, everyone that has loved ones and yourself who don't know the Lord as the Lord and personal Savior. It's not me, God. You said, God, I surrender to God. I ask you for salvation. I accept you as my Savior, and you accept me as your child or servant. But God, I have not made you my Lord. Tonight, God is saying, I want to become your Lord and your Savior. So I pray for everyone on the sound of my voice, myself included, that tonight we choose to make God our Lord and Savior. And Father, not only that, God, we ask for forgiveness. We come to a place of repentance, Father, everything that we should have done, that was against your will, against your way, to the grief of the Holy Spirit. In any such way, God, we thank you right now, God, for your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We thank you right now, Father, for the kingdom message, God, that you had us on, God. Come, kingdom come. We begin to praise you for it. We begin to worship you. We begin to magnify your name, Father, and glorify your name, Father. Father, we decrease, God, myself included again. We decrease, Father, that you increase. Let your Holy Spirit have full control, God, over this night, God, and this life, every vessel, God. God, we thank you for those that don't know you, God, as their Lord and personal Savior. And God, those who have not even allowed the Holy Spirit, God, to be their portion, God, and say, hey, God, fill me with your precious Holy Spirit, God. Father, begin to fill them, God, even everyone on the sound of my voice, God, and everyone that's in my presence, God, begin to fill us with your Holy Spirit. Fill us up, Lord God, till we overflow, God, with your Holy Spirit, God. And Father, have control, complete control right now, God. Father, I thank you that my body is fatigued, God, so I know, God, even now, God, it's not me, but it's you. It's not me, but it's you, Father. And I begin to thank you in advance for it. I begin to praise you in advance, God. God said the season of breakthroughs is now. It's here. Why? You don't have to worry about a miracle because the kingdom is here. Once the kingdom comes, the atmosphere for miracles, the atmosphere for breakthroughs, it's already there. Why? Because what happens is that he's already bound up, the strong man. That strong man that had you bound, that had you, God has come in and bound him up when the kingdom came. And once the kingdom come, now there's a new regime. There's a new leader. There's a new ruler. And that king is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He comes the Lord over your life. He's Lord over your life. He's Lord over your life. He's Lord over your life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. See, let me tell you. This is a good long week for me, and I just have to be totally transparent. We had a great blog talk last Thursday night. I mean, to me, I was so blessed by it. And then on Friday, you know, my wife had surgery on her foot, so we dealt with that. And Tuesday, my daughter had a wisdom tooth pulled. But then, watch this. Tuesday morning, we get a phone call. I just wanted to call and told my wife that they had to rush my mother to the hospital. She had to rush to the hospital. She lost a lot of blood. The blood from her bedroom all the way down the hallway to the bathroom and everywhere. Just blood. I mean, even soiled two gowns and to the point where, you know, and the blood had a crazy stench. I just wanted to say it had a stench like like something dead. But let me tell you, leading up to that, let me rewind a little bit. So Saturday, Pastor Lifel came up to visit me. So Saturday, there was a cat that got killed. I guess it was just not alive, but there was a cat that got killed. Like right on the speed break in front of my house. Less than an hour later, the cat is in my yard. Gutted out, skinned the whole nine. And tested out. But so hell, we thought a buzzard did it. So we're looking at these things. We're looking at all these things playing a role leading up in the spirit realm. But then, you know, God, fortunately, God had around, had somebody come and fix it and get the cat up and all that stuff. But hey, in the spirit realm, this happened. Then my mother loses a lot of blood. Last Tuesday, she had an endoscopy and a colonoscopy. In the midst of it, they found some polyps. And in taking the polyps out, the doctor showed us on yesterday that they were ulcerated, and those ulcers that bled out. So they were able to fix it. But just hear the word of God. I mean, the message tonight is hear ye him. Now watch this. On Tuesday night, she had to drink a gallon of good light, I guess is what it's called. But it's that drink that they give them to clear out their bowel, to make sure their bowel is clear. And she had to drink a gallon of that stuff. And it's tough. I mean, it's almost like 16 to 20 cups in a certain amount of time. And we got down to the last two cups, and her bowel still wasn't clear. So I'm looking at my mama's eyes, and I'm telling her, saying, if we got it, you know, if we don't finish this, then, because she kept, the whole time we're taking the stuff, you know, she continued to use the restroom, and you know, having bowel movements, and every time they look at it, one time it wasn't clear, then the next time it was clear, then it wasn't clear, pasty. Forgive me for the description, but this is what has happened. And then I saw, and it was like, if it's not clear in the morning, they're going to call us the next morning, which would have been Wednesday morning, then they were going to make her have to drink this stuff all over again until it gets clear. And so we got up to those last two cups, and I looked in her eyes, and I saw concern, I saw worry, I saw sadness, I saw hurt, I saw distraught. So everything that compound a negative energy that could have just made you feel like, baby, I'm tired. But I was saying it, her eyes told me, baby, I'm tired. And I said, Mama, look here. I prayed over, she said, you prayed? I said, yeah, I prayed over the last two cups. And I said, God, you know. Hear the words, say, hear ye him. That's what God said, hear him. How many times God had given you a word? He said, hear me. Hey, I'll never leave you or forsake you. I'll make a way out of no way. You serve a God that is able. Those last two cups, we finished. Well, she finished the first cup, and it turned from, the first cup turned liquid, but it still was not clear yet. So we're down to the last cup. And I know, she's like, man, I don't want to do this again tomorrow. God moved miraculously. That last cup, bowel was clear. Everything was good. The next morning, bowel was clear. They did the colonoscopy. They went inside 6 months needs to be fixed. She's no longer in ICU. She's in the regular room right now. We were there last night all night and moving and body's moving, you know. Yeah, they're monitoring, they got on a liquid diet, but they're monitoring what's going on. But so I'm still going to come home tomorrow. But the enemy meant for bad. He tried to kill her. God said, I have to finish you. See, here's the prayer God gave me, even leading up to that point, which was Monday night, Tuesday morning. God was doing me, we're praying. He was like, listen, when your prayers reach me, he said, I have medical angels that are on assignment. And when your prayers reach me, to come the way you are and begin to replace body parts. You got a body part that's no good, I'm going to replace that. I got medical angels that's prepared to come down because have this part. If it's a kidney, I got a kidney in heaven. If it's a lung, I got the lungs in heaven. If it's a heart, I got hearts in heaven. I got the angels ready to come down and do it. So what was going on in her life and her body, she was like, I want to be completely whole. I want to be healed completely. God has said, I'm doing it. Hear ye me. Hear ye him. My apologies. Don't hear ye me. Hear ye him. All right, let's go to Matthew, the 17th chapter. Praise God, praise God, praise God. All right, and after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bring them up into a high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias talking with them. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elias. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. This is Paul right there. Here's what God said. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. Hear Jesus tonight, people. You want to be blessed? You want to move to your breakthrough? He said, the kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom of God is here. Repent, for the kingdom of God is here. The kingdom. We talked about what the kingdom is. We talked about the love, joy, and peace in the Holy Ghost. We talked about all these different things that represents the kingdom. That take no thought. He said, take no thought, for the Father has pleasure in giving you the kingdom. Hear ye him. I said, my wife and I said, we always can come to God with our petitions, with our needs, with our wants, I mean. But now it's time to come to needs now. God said, man, what do you need? Not what you want, because I already given you the kingdom. You got it. You got access to everything. Everything is yours. When you belong to a kingdom, everything is yours. You become a ruler of things, because you're a royal family. Peculiar people, yes, you are, but you are a royal priesthood. Your dad is the king. The king of kings. That's his name. He's the king of kings, so that means that you must be a king. You must be a queen, a prince, a princess. You're royalty. So why are we in such need? Why are we in such wants? When we got access to all things. Now watch this. I want to give you another example. Let's go to Genesis, the 22nd chapter. Just entertain me a little bit. Genesis 22nd chapter. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham. And said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am. They said, Take now thy son, thy only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get into the land of Moriah, and offer him therefore a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee. How many of you have God told you to take your son and offer him to me as a burnt offering? First of all, you know, God ain't even his nature, but he told me, man, offer him as a burnt offering. How many of you were like, okay, God, I got you? Or you like, hold up, God. You're tripping. But nonetheless, Abraham obeyed. Abraham knew he needed something. Like, I'm going to do this, God, but I really need it. We're going to keep going. I'm sorry. So Abraham rose up early in the morning and started his donkey, took 2 of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and played the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. Look at Abraham, man, look at his face. He knew, he said, man, we're going to go worship and we're coming back. God told Abraham to go offer your son as a burnt offering. 6th verse reads, And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son. They took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, My father. He said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? Look at Abraham. Abraham represents God, the Father, in this. How many times has God just told you, hey, how many times has God sacrificed for you? Ooh. Offering means sacrifice. How many times has God actually sacrificed for you? How many times have you sacrificed something for God and put your only on the altar? All of us, God, we got some things that's some onlys. I got children, I got a wife, I got career, we got ministry, we got gifts, we got things that are some onus that we need to put on the altar. And he said, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. Even Abraham knowing his son was supposed to be a burnt offering. And they came to the place which God had told him of, and Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I. He said, lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him, for now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. The Lord shall provide. Here's what we're looking at. He said, here I am. He said, hear ye him. What if Abraham didn't hear God and he was just able to kill the son? But what about so many times you put that on the altar and you actually sacrifice it and didn't look or didn't hear the voice of God when he said, I got a ram in the bush. I got something waiting for you. I got an alternative for you. And we're here now at the point of sacrifice, at the point of killing your dreams, killing your ambitions, killing your desires, killing the gift that he's put inside of you. Because we want, you know, oh, how many of us will actually put our all on the altar? That's what God is saying tonight. I need you all on the altar. I need, here's what happens. When we move in obedience, God get involved. I know you got wants, but your needs is what I'm concerned about. When you move in obedience, I get involved. I activate. You activate God in obedience. He was obedient to the point where God said, hey, man, let me move on his behalf. He was blessed ever since. As the story tells, it's so amazing that you got three different people say they father. You got the Judas, you got the Islam, and you got the Christians. Say, man, say, God is my father. So that means God really blessed his young father. But that's what God can do for us tonight. Hear ye him. How many times God told you, I got you, and we don't trust? You know what God's saying? That you believe, and I've said, oh, my brother, Mr. Lightfoot, on yesterday, it's easy for us to say we believe him. And that move God. Why? Because the demons believe he exists. But can you trust me? Can you trust me with your son? Can you trust me with your daughter? Can you trust me with your wife? Can you trust me with your husband? Can you trust me with your house and your car that you call yours? But I own everything anyway. Stop trying to take ownership of stuff. That's the problem. God, oh, hallelujah, help me, Holy Ghost. I just got it. That's the problem. If the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, why are we trying to take ownership and why are we not just being stewards? Let's be good and faithful stewards. It's all his. But this society, this culture make us want to own something, want to say possession. This is mine, my this, my that. But it's all his. That's the thing about the kingdom. Nobody owns nothing in the kingdom but the king. And who's the king of kings? Who's the Lord of lords? What does Lord mean? Lord means owner. That's in God. See, that's what happened why we don't want to make him our Lord and our Savior, because that means we got to let him own us. We got to turn it over. But hear ye him tonight. God said, I want to be your Lord and your Savior. I can make it better. Look what I did for Abraham. Look what I did for Job. Look what I did for Isaac. Look what I did for Jacob. And the list goes on. Look at my anointing. Look at my gifts. Look at the gifts I give you. It goes on and on and on. If you begin to trust me, trust me with your life, trust me with your health, trust me with the jobs that you call your jobs. Begin to trust me with that I have entrusted you with, because I had to trust you with it to give it to you. Trust with those children I left you to be steward over. Oh, man. Trust me with that heart. Trust me with your kidneys. Trust me with your headaches. That you call your headaches. You take possession of that, but I'm not giving you possession of it. Trust me with your condition. Trust me with your healing and your deliverance. Brian Mahila. Jehovah Rapha is my name. And I'm a healer, but I'm forgiven of your iniquities. I'm a deliverer. I'm telling you tonight, trust me. With every walk, every step, every breath, with your desires, your concerns, your worries. Again, I told you, I looked in my mother's eyes and I saw hurt, I saw pain, I saw disgust, I saw I'm tired of feeling like this, I'm tired of being here, and I don't want to do this tomorrow. Nonetheless, she kept drinking it. One time she got some zeal, and she just like, I mean, you know, because we're supposed to drink every 20, 30 minutes. She might have drunk 2 cups back to back one time. I was like, man, that's what I'm talking about. Let's get it out the way. I was a chilly guy. All I needed was some pom-poms, but I pushed them. I'm over there, and we got it done. But guess what? Now she's coming home. Hear ye him. Her body has been made whole. Hear ye him. Take no thoughts for tomorrow. What did Abraham tell his son? He said, God will provide. How many got some bills, and you don't know how they're going to get paid? Rent due. Life's due. Car payments. Don't know, repos, sports, anything going on, guess what? My wife has some stuff going on. She said, how are we going to do this? I said, God will provide. That's his bill. That's his debt. That's what I'm learning. I'm getting to that place, I'm telling you. That's going to say free to worship, free from the expectation of man, free from George. See, because that bring in worry. That possession stuff. I bring in worry. It bring in doubt. It bring in fear. It bring all kinds of things that's negative. It bring everything that leads to sin. And when you get free from that stuff and you realize that all it belongs to God, that's his. That's his problem, not mine. All I got to do is the work of him that sent me. And guess what work means? To become. He said, I changed into his life. I just got to become what he told me to become. Become the child of the king. You don't believe me? Watch this. Genesis 2. I got three definitions for you, too. We'll look at Genesis 2. Probably like start about the 10th verse. Bow with me. All right, here we are. I don't have to go that far. I'm just going to stay at the 15th verse. And the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to tend and guard and keep it. Let me go back. Let's look at the 7th verse. Look at the 7th verse. Then the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath or spirit of life, and man became a living being. Verse 8 says, and the Lord God planted a garden toward the east in Eden, delight. And there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground the Lord God made to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight or to be desired for food. For the tree of life also in the center of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and blessing and calamity. Now a river went out of Eden to water the garden. From there it divided and became four river heads. The first is named Pishon. It is the one flowing around the whole land of Habibah, where there is gold. The gold of that land is of high quality. Delium, pearl, and onyx stone are there. The second river is named Gihon. It is the one flowing around the whole land of Cush. The third river is named Hiddekel, which is the Tigris River. It is the one flowing east of Assyria, and the fourth river is the Euphrates. And the Lord God took the man, we're in the 15th verse, and put him in the Garden of Eden to tend and guard and keep it. And look at the first word. He said he put him in the garden to tend. Tend is work. So I went and Googled it. The definition of tend, and it means to regularly or frequently behave in a particular way or have a certain characteristic. Or it says be liable to possess or display. Or go or move in a particular direction. But when you look at work, work means to what? To become. So he said, I want you to become. The first thing he told him to do. To become what? What I made you to be. I made you in my likeness. I made you after my likeness. I made you as a king. I made you a child of God. I made you in my form and in my likeness. Now become a representation of me. Become, I won't say an emphasis of me, but become that, the image of me. Be that of me. To become. Then he said to guard. So look at the definition of a guard. That means to watch over in order to protect or control. So he put him in the land of the Garden of Eden. He told him, I put you here to become me in this God. To become me in this God. Now to guard and protect, to watch over and to protect. He said a person who keeps watch, especially a soldier or other person formally assigned to protect the person or to grow access to a place. That to guard and to cultivate and to protect. Then he said to keep. Keep meaning have or retain possession of, continue a cause to continue a specified condition, position, course, etc. So he's telling you now, I put you here to guard, to tend to guard, and to keep. That's what God is saying. Now, hey, I'm looking at you the same way I set you in a place. And now if I get you in a place, flow with milk and honey, I got you here. And all you got to do is tend to it. That means become what I told you to become, to guard it, to shield, protect it, and to keep it. Dress it, keep it, keep it, protect the value of it, protect the resource, protect how it's being cultivated, how it grows and how it goes, how it moves forward. Not just the fruit of the trees and all that, just protect all of it. And then he told him in the 17th verse, he said, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and blessing, you should not eat of it. But the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. And then we always ask God, why do you talk to us? And say, oh, I say, hear ye him. Because listen, evil always was there, but God didn't want him to partake in evil. Why? Because he didn't want him to know evil. He said, because there's a knowledge of it. It's there. It's present. You see it. You deal with it. You tend to that tree. But I don't want you to eat from it, because then now you're going to know of it. And once you know that evil, it opens something up in you. It's just like a person that dealt with fornication, and then you get saved, and then you try to practice abstinence. But that box has been open. And especially if you like it, now you know it. I know what this feels like. And that thing goes at you, that temptation goes at you. Someone who was a drinker or smoke weed or whatever it was that you indulged in, you know it. You know how that feels. But now you're trying to abstain from it. So now there's a war. But God said, if you never touched it, then you never desire, you never know it, then you don't have to go into that direction. He said, here you know. Luke 9, I'm sorry. I'm going to be out your way real quick. But here where we are. Luke 9. And God said, I'm going to get you. I'm getting you somewhere. And when he said, hear ye him, this is my son in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. I'm telling you how to be blessed tonight. Hear God. Hear the voice of God. Get in his presence. Have conversation with him. Hear what he is saying. What is God talking to you about? What is he saying tonight? I'm just asking. I'm being curious. Is he telling you anything tonight? But here we are, Luke 9, number got your way. He said, then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. And he said unto them, take nothing for your journey, neither staves, nor scrip, neither bread, neither money, neither have two coats apiece. And so whatsoever house you enter into, there abide and thence depart. Those that will not receive you when you go out of that city, shake off the very dust from your feet for a testimony against them. And they departed and went through the towns, preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. God said, now, man, said, are you evangelizing or are you scandalizing? Are you gathering or are you scattering? It was to ask yourself. But he said, they departed and went through the towns, preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. Now, Herod the Tetrarch heard of all that was done by him, and he was perplexed, because that is what was said of some, that John was risen from the dead. And some that Elijah had appeared, and of others that one of the old prophets was risen again. Herod said, John, I have been healed, but who is this of whom I hear such things? And he desired to see him. And the apostles then returned, told him all that they had done, and he took them and went aside properly into a desert place belonging to the city called Bethsaida. Here, what we're looking at right here, though, is that he gave them the power to preach the gospel. He gave them the power. Look at what he did. And then in the 13th verse, he said, but he said to give you them to eat. They said, we have no more but 5 loaves and 2 fish. The kingdom has come. If I can feed 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 fish, you got to know something greater is in your midst. And now whatever you got going on, look what's in your hand. He told Moses, Moses, look what's in your hand. It was a staff. He said, drop it. And became a serpent. He said, pick it back up and turn back to the staff. God is saying, man, look what's in your hand. Tell me what's in your hand and watch what I can do with it. That's the word tonight. Hear ye him. What's in your hand? What's in your heart? What's in your mind? Give it to me and watch what I can do with it. If it's bottled up in your hand, it can only be just that. I told a brother the other day, I said, if what's in your pocket is not enough to be your harvest, it'll make it your seed. And that's what God is saying tonight. If what is in your hand is not enough to be your harvest, make it your seed. And watch what I can do with it. Give it to me. Put it on the altar. Watch what I do with it. Give me your gift. Watch what I do with it. See, your gift is so special. The gift is so special. Let me tell you something. That gift is meant to serve. I was talking to my mom about it last night. The gift is meant to serve the people, not for you to serve them. And I was sharing with my son, and I'm going to end with this, because he got a favorite basketball player that I don't care much for. And it's not even out asking me. I said, do I hate this young man? He was like, no, it's not that. It's just that what attracts you to someone and what attracts people to us, may attract you to me, is the anointing. And that's the gift, but it's not me. You don't care nothing about me. I'm nobody. God just struck me down at any given time. But the gift remains. So it's the gift that attracts you. It's the gift that draws you in. And it's your gift. It's how special you are. It's your gift. Let your gift begin to make room for you and bring you before great men. Let your gift make you great. Let your gift begin to put you in a position where God can just bless you. Hear ye him tonight, whatever that gift is. Cultivate that gift. Tend to it. Guard it and keep it. Let it multiply. He told him, he gave instructions, he said, multiply. Cultivate the land. Replenish. Hey, that's what God is saying tonight. Multiply, replenish, multiply, replenish. Redo, renew, refresh. I got you. Move in the vision that God has for you. Move in what God has for you tonight. Don't hold up. Don't hold back. And another thing, brother, Pastor Lightfoot, as we move forward tonight, here's what I need you to think about. Everyone has decisions to make. But in making your decisions, and this is the last thing I'm going to say, in making your decisions, weigh your consequences first. Because if people say, I can live with this decision, I can live with it. It's not the decision that you're going to live with. It's the consequences. Hear ye him tonight. He's saying, make a precision decision by weighing the consequences. It's the consequences that you'll live with, not the decisions. The decision is just for the moment. The consequences is a lifetime. Heavenly Father, we thank you, God. We praise you. We worship you. We magnify your name. Thank you, God, for this, your people, God, and for what you poured out into us tonight, God. We thank you, God, that we will hear the voice. You say, he did. Have an ear. Let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, God. Give us an ear tonight to hear your voice, God. To hear your voice clear, God. Let it go to our heart, God. Remove any stony heart, any stone in our hearts, God, that will hinder us from hearing your voice, God. That will hinder it from being a land, God, that is fertile enough to receive, God. That has broke up the fallow ground, God. Let the fallow ground be broken so we can hear the word and it will penetrate, God. And it will give us instructions, God, divine instructions on how to move forward in you, how to trust you even more so, God. You say, yeah, you believe me, but I need you to trust me. I need you to trust me. Trust me that I will provide. Trust me that I will heal. Trust me that I will deliver. Trust me that I will set free. I'm Jehovah Rapha. I'm your healer. I'm your second. I'm the God of all righteousness. I'm Jehovah Jireh. I'm your provider. I'm El Shaddai, the Almighty God. I'm Elohim. I'm El Shiknu, God of all righteousness. I'm El Elyon, the Most High God. I'm the God of all gods. I'm the Lord of all lords. I'm the King of kings. I'm the Lion of Judah. I'm the Rose of Sharon. I'm the Balm in Gilead. I'm your Father. I'm your Counselor. I'm all that you need. I told Moses, I am. Tell them I am sent you. He said, trust me, I am all that you need. I'm the minerals in the ground. I'm the steel, where the steel come from. Hey, I'm the bark on the tree, where that check come from. I'm all that you need. I'm the concrete that put the house together. I'm all that you need. I'm the steel for the cars. I'm technology. I'm all that you need. I am that I am. Trust me. Father, we thank you right now. We praise you. We worship you. And we magnify your name, God, for being the I am in our lives tonight, God. Thank God that we decrease and you increase and have your way, God. And we thank you for the kingdom, God. And we're no longer bound to the religious mindset and the religious psyche, God, that we have been taught. But, God, we thank you, God, that we are kingdom citizens, and that's who we are. That's who we are. We honor God, glory, and praise. In your Son Jesus Christ's name we pray. And so it is. I will let them know we press 1 if you got anything you want to add to or take away from. Just press 1. And I can recognize it's been a long week, I promise you. I thank God for this night. And anybody don't have anything you want to add to or take away, we can ask Anthony to give us a benediction. But if you do, press 1, I can recognize you. You can share. But if not, hey, I'll let the next voice will be him, be none other than Anthony. My son, give us the benediction. And we're closing out and we'll say, we love you so dearly and nothing you can do about it. Thank you for coming, sharing with us. It's been a blessing. Here's Anthony.
I want to thank you, Lord God, for life up to sense. I want to thank you, Lord God, for giving us this day. First off, I want to thank you, Lord God, for the man who spoke on today, Lord God, just continuing to strengthen him, Lord God. There's a lot of things that's been going on in our lives, Lord God, that would break most people down to the point of no return, Lord God. But I just want to thank you for the strength that you put in him that transfers to the rest of our family, Lord God, and the rest of our loved ones, and the effect that he has in other people's lives, Lord God, it's a blessing, Lord God, because so many people have reached out or so many people have been hands to help us, Lord God, in situations where with mom being down, Lord God, and with grandma being down, and just you can tell that the effect that he has and the effect that mom and grandma has, Lord God, on other lives, Lord God. I just want to thank you for allowing me, Lord God, to be half so much, Lord God. I want to thank you for continuing to keep us whole, keep us healthy, Lord God, keep us covered with you, Lord God, and you give your strongest test and your biggest test, Lord God, to your biggest soldier, Lord God. So I just want to thank you for allowing us to be those warriors for you, Lord God, and the little things that the devil's trying to do to us, Lord God, just allowing us to withstand, Lord God, and break through it. I ask for forgiveness for anything we've said, done, thought that was against the will of the way, Lord God. Continue to let us walk in your right way and maintain the words and maintain the things that we learned on the blog talk, Lord God, on these Thursdays, the consistency. And I also want to thank you, Lord God, for letting him get back safely from being with grandma and those hospital trips, Lord God. But I want to thank you, Lord God, for everyone on the sound of my voice, keeping them safe. Everyone have a great night, a blessed night, and be great for the rest of the week. And so it is. You guys have a great one.